Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. When I was a kid in Pennsylvania, it was normal to hop in the car with your dad as he headed over to the Horlocker Brewery for some cases of fresh beer. And just three blocks away, at the Neuweiler Brewery, you could do the same. Good local beer was always nearby. But that kind of thing is happening again. And Brent Hollenbeck, who writes for the Savervore section of the Burlington Free Press, is here to tell us about it. Brent, welcome back to the VPR Cafe.
Thanks, Rick. I got my hair cut today so I could look good on the radio.
You look perfect.
All right. Thanks.
Now, it feels like a new brewery is opening every week in Vermont. How has the microbrewery business grown here?
I just wrote an article about this and spoke to the Vermont Brewers Association, and we talked about numbers of breweries, and I was looking for kind of the five-year trend. So in 2005, there was, I think, 21 breweries. 2010, 23. There'd been some coming and going, but it kind of was about the same number. And after 2015, at the end of 2015 in Vermont, there were 50 breweries. So it had more than doubled in that five-year span. So it's been as huge as you might think it would be.
What is spurring this crazy growth?
I found in the detailed, intricate research that I did for my article that people really like beer. So I think that has a lot to do with it. But I think it's just kind of been, you know, word spreads about The Alchemist, word spreads about Hill Farmstead. People start checking out Vermont beer. And of course, if you go farther back, Long Trail and Magic Hat and Otter Creek had kind of started the whole, oh, there's some interesting beers coming out of Vermont. But, you know, Hill Farmstead a few days ago just being named best beer in the world, not just in Vermont, but in the world. So with all that attention being paid to Vermont beer, I think that really helps out the smaller breweries a lot. People come here for beer tourism and discover a new one they didn't even know about.
So your research found that people not only like beer, they like Vermont beer.
Yes.
Great.
So we've got it all here.
A lot of these breweries are in small towns of just a few thousand people. So how does it impact a community?
The article I just wrote was about the idea that we now have so many breweries in Vermont that they're kind of becoming community hangouts. And the idea for the story came when my wife and I went to Frost Beer Works in Hinesburg, near where we live, last year, right after they opened. And we realized, you know, in this kind of small little brewery, everyone was gathered there having a pint and talking about Champlain Valley Union High School sports and just kind of neighborhoody stuff. And it was like, wow, breweries used to be this sort of anonymous kind of big factory kind of thing on the outskirts of town. And you didn't really know where your beer was made or who made it. And all of a sudden now it's become a place where you hang out, you get to know people, you go and fill your growler on a regular basis, and it's become a real kind of community gathering spot.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm speaking with Brent Hollenbeck. He writes for the Savervore section of the Burlington Free Press. We're talking about the growth of breweries throughout Vermont. Brent, take us to another brewery where you've witnessed this sense of community.
Probably the one I went to that was the most typical of this idea was Stone Corral Brewery in Richmond. You know, you call it a brewery, you think brewery, but it's this big space with a couple of different bars. On the night I went, it was a Saturday night, there was a band playing, there were people dancing, there were families gathered there, you know, sitting at these long sort of picnic tables in the space. You know, they were having some small plates of food, and it was just this total community experience. It felt like a hoedown. But yet it was in a brewery where they have, you know, 18 taps with 12 different beers on tap. So it's just a totally different brewery experience than you might expect.
And decor-wise, you feel like you're somewhere out west, right?
I guess the motif, it's named Stone Corral because the owners have a horse farm in Huntington. So, yeah, there's this whole western motif, cowboy signs all over the place, horse blankets and saddles. And it's a very unique world they've created there and really interesting.
Now, it's one thing to start brewing and opening up a business. It's another to make the brewery welcoming. How does a place accomplish that?
There's a lot of different ways. Another one I went to, Foley Brothers down in Brandon, and they're really getting a lot of renown within the state for making good, interesting beers, both lots of hoppy IPA types, but also some really interesting, more malty beers. Also, they have a winery affiliated on the property, which also has the inn at Neshobe River, which is, you know, a B&B that's open mostly, I think, May through October. And when I was down there a week ago, there was a couple from Massachusetts who had come for what they call a libation vacation at the inn at Neshobe. And they just happened to be passing through on their way to a wedding in Lake Placid. So they stopped by and had a beer tasting at this place they had stayed at last summer. So I think they've found a really unique way to get people in there, because it's on this road in Brandon that you may not otherwise go by, but they've become kind of a destination.
You and I were in college at a time when domestic beer choices were a bit pale.
Yes, definitely.
So are you envious of what legal-aged college kids have to choose from today?
I'm trying to look at it optimistically, that I'm happy for the bounty that they have, because, you know, I was drinking, you know, Jenny Cream Ale or Tuborg Dark or things that at the time seemed kind of interesting, but not so much anymore. But I was at Drop-In Brewery in Middlebury, and there was pretty much a steady stream of college students coming in, all 21 and of the age to drink. And they're, you know, not going to get drunk like a lot of college students do, but they were, you know, sipping these. I think they had 7 different beers on tap at Drop-In, a couple of Belgian styles, a double and a triple. They have the Heart of Lothian, which is one of my favorite beers in Vermont. It's a Scottish ale that's really nice. And, you know, they're sampling all these interesting beers, and you definitely look at them and say, wow, you know, a generation ago, that was not really an option. So it's a bounty, and you have to appreciate it as a non-college student that we have that in Vermont also.
So you are envious, yes.
Well, yeah, if you want to put it that way, sure, yes.
Brent Hollenbeck writes for the Burlington Free Press. Brent, thanks for joining us at the VPR Cafe.
Thanks again for having me, Rick.